This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, I don't know if you've used the word paradox in conversation recently, but it's an interesting word that we talk about all this week from a message from the Belief Series entitled The Paradox of Believing. The word paradox means something that is contrary to common sense, yet is true. There are a lot of things that are paradoxical in life. You may be married to a paradox, somebody who's contrary to common sense, but he's real or she's real. I'm, of course, speaking a little facetiously, but I think you know what I mean. We talk about the paradox of believing in Jesus Christ. For you see, Jesus would say this in John 11, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, even though he dies, he lives." That's paradoxical. It's contrary to common sense, yet it's true. Let's listen to part one of this message called The Paradox of Believing. It's the sixth message in an eight-week series on the word belief. Now today, The Paradox of Believing, we're in John 11, beginning at verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. That's significant. To mention 4 days. Why? It means he was dead. He'd been in the grave for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been there, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies." There's the paradox. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And then Jesus says this, "Do you believe this? Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who was come into the world." I love the way this was portrayed, this miracle, because it captures what was probably frightening, scary, funny, somebody coming walking out dressed like a mummy. I mean, it's right out of Hollywood, a Hollywood movie, and yet I believe this really happened, that Jesus called his friend Lazarus from death and brought him into life. Now, here's what's interesting to me. This is not going to come up on the screen. It's right after this miracle that the plot thickens and people started conspiring, get this, if you read the end of the chapter, to kill Jesus. Isn't it interesting? The one that speaks life into a dead body, they say, he's got to die. We've got to kill this person who brought back to life this man named Lazarus. And then the thought occurred to me, there are a lot of situations in life where people speak life into a situation and people's reaction is, we got to get rid of her. We got to get rid of him. I think it happens in companies. Somebody speaks life into a company and there are people that resent that and say, we need to get rid of him. We need to get rid of her. It could happen in a church. Somebody speaks life into a church and brings a new dimension of life and people say, well, we don't need him around here. Well, we sure don't need her type around here. We like it the way it used to be. We like the deadness of the way things used to be because people can become very comfortable with death in a lot of areas of life. It becomes comfortable. It's what we're used to. And so Jesus speaks life into a dead man and people say he's got to die. Well, all this week, message 6 from the 8-week series on belief, the paradox of believing, from John 11, where Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." It will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.